Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be overcast today. We'll have a high near 50 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 37, 33 in Burlington. Milwaukee 37, 38 degrees in Racine. A proposed plea agreement with a school bus driver who drove off a rural Racine County road into a field with some kids on board has been rejected by a Racine County judge. 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum of Waterford, facing four counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, accused of being under the influence of prescription drugs at the time of the incident last October. He drove off Buena Park Road into a field before turning back onto the roadway. Now, nobody got hurt, and the bus was stopped by a sheriff's deputy a short time later. Online court records indicate Judge Michael Piontek rejected a proposed agreement that would have reduced the charges to traffic citations or reckless driving, said it was not in the public's interest to resolve the case in this manner. Stahlbaum is going to be back in court on May the 9th. Formal charges now issued against a Union Grove High School student accused of making threats about possessing guns and explosive devices. 17-year-old David Kopecki of Racine appearing in court on the charges of making a bomb scare and also misdemeanor disorderly conduct. He allegedly told investigators that other students often picked on him, and when he got angry, he made threats about killing people and blowing things up. The charging document also indicates he didn't have any plans for that, had never made any bombs, and that probably he should not have made the comments, given today's world. The Sheriff's Department began to investigate those reported threats last month. Kopecki is going to be back in court next week. It'll be 30 to maybe 60 more days before some of the services return to the Racine County Dennis Cornwall Service Center on Taylor Avenue. This after a sprinkler head malfunctioned last week and flooded parts of the second and third floors on the west side of the building. At the Racine County Board meeting last night, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave kind of updated things. He noted there was a Monday morning incident with a sewer pipe that also broke in the building.
Mostly that damage is in the same area, so we're thankful for that. But yet again, another accident out there that we are managing to get through.
Delagrave had praise for all of the county employees who worked to help minimize the damage and the city fire department for getting the water out of the building so quickly. Some of the services have now been moved over to the nearby Kranz Company building until the repairs are complete. Delagrave estimating the damage to run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Back in the 1990s, Kenosha's Brookside Care Center was in danger of closing. But the decision was made to replace the county-run nursing home on Washington Road with a brand-new facility, and now comes the groundbreaking on a $20 million expansion project that will include a standalone assisted living facility and a physical therapy wing. County Executive Jim Cruiser said the key over the years to reduce the local support by increasing federal reimbursements. That meant a higher level of documentation, and that meant more workers for the employees.
We changed things. Change was hard for a lot of employees. We worked with employees, and things changed, and we had to automate, and we had to document every minute, so we got every bit of reimbursable money we could, and that's what turned the fiscal picture around.
Over the past 10 years, the Kenosha County subsidy has been reduced from $2.4 million down to zero. Crews are also attributing Brookside's fortunes to the vision and commitment by past and current county elected officials. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee recommending Lalonde Construction's $1.5 million bid to redo Kinsey Avenue between Ohio Street and Green Bay Road, even though it was not the lowest responsible bidder. City engineer John Rooney said last year's problems with two late starting projects with cornerstone pavers led to going with Lalonde, which has done a lot of work for the city over the years.
You, as a common counsel, you do reserve the unqualified right in its sole and absolute discretion to reject any or all bids, to waive any irregularities, or to accept any bid which best serves the interests of the city. And that's what we're asking you to do. It's a $30,000 difference between the two contracts, between the low bidder and the Lalonde contractors.
Rooney saying it's not a common practice to recommend another company, and going with the next lowest bidder might also send a message. City's problems last year with Cornerstone were on the Taylor Avenue and Marquette Street projects involving subcontractors. Rooney pointing out that's the responsibility of the general contractor. Canvass of the vote in Kenosha County resulted in an even slimmer margin of victory for County Board Supervisor Kim Brunig. Election night's result had her with a 7-vote lead over challenger Mark Nordigan. canvass was held. That lead shrunk to 3 votes, partly due to the absentee ballots that arrived after election night. Nordegan has until the end of business Friday to request a recount. He's indicated he will be doing that. Kim Bruning right now is the Kenosha County Board's vice chair and is in line to become the first woman ever to be elected chair of that governing body. Some of the numbers did change a little bit yesterday with a canvass for Racine Unified, but not the outcome of the elections. In the closest of the district contest, Matt Hanser's margin of victory over current board president Melvin Hargrove increased a little bit to 15 votes. Change is likely the result of absentee ballots coming in after Election Day, but before, again, the Friday deadline. Racine County now has an official flag designed by members of this year's Youth in Governance class. At last night's county board meeting, Tom Reese, one of the YIG members, noted the design includes the words Racine County, the year 1836, when the county was founded, and there are 3 triangles of different colors on a dark blue background. Supervisor Bob Miller praising this design.
This is something that will live with the people of Racine County for a long time, and of which our youth and governance representatives can be quite proud.
The vote to accept the flag design was unanimous. The former Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Racine at Taylor and Washington Avenues is being turned into a banquet facility for wedding receptions and other such events. Another step in that process, the owner is getting a Class B liquor license. That is being recommended by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Co-owner Kathleen Meyer noting recent rezoning approval, the goal to open up an event space for what she and her husband are calling culinary infusion. A woman living in the 1500 block of Taylor voicing some hesitancy due to so much alcohol, she said, that's now available in that neighborhood.
The reason why we are concerned is because we spend a lot of time making sure that the area is clean of people that hang out, of trash. We go out and actually pick up ourselves. So we're not here to give you a hard time. We just don't want anyone else in our, where we live at our homes, making a mess.
About 20 parking spaces are going to be added to that site under the conditional use permit. 11:30 p.m. to be the latest the venue will be operating, and officials say it should be up and running in late fall. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We have our newscast there. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.